Welcome to the Allowed Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Ron.
We're so glad you're here. Ron is a trans channel. As you know, consciousness is totally gone. And the being who's most appropriate for today's call is listeners, that's you, will come through. We get no advance notice. It's a lovely surprise. And it's often fun to fit humanity needs to head in current economic and political events. And what's really important to know, we really see a pattern of that. So that's kind of missing. Okay? We love it. So we'll take questions in the order of call-in. And if you've asked a question on a previous show and there's some reason to follow up with it, okay. But if it's the same old question, maybe you can refer to the answer you got before if nothing has changed. Okay? So here we go.
Hello, dear one.
Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Jolan.
Jolan. J-O-L-A-N?
O-I-N.
J-O-L-I-N. Wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you come from, what your purpose is, your background, experience?
I am from the Pleiades. And my primary mission is to help the Earth through this transition that you're in.
Okay, so help the Earth, meaning humanity and the planet as well?
As you say, all of the above.
Okay, well, we certainly appreciate that because we sure need a lot of help. And I know we're getting it. I know we would be toast if we were not getting the help we're getting from those of you on the other side. This is a big transition, and a lot of beings with a different agenda, shall we say, have been not being kind to humanity and the planet, and they need to be either changed to the light or be bye-bye. So we're very grateful for your help. Do you have any other message for our callers and listeners before we start on questions?
Dear one, I invite you that when you first wake up in the morning and begin to observe the world, that you allow it to be a different world than you've ever experienced. Please do this. It will make it easier for those of us trying to assist the change to do that. Thank you.
That is an awesome idea. It's not unlike people who start their day with a little meditation or something like that, set the energy for the day to be as positive as possible. You're talking about allowing it to be really different, to really change.
I am indeed. Please. It will help so much.
Yes, I would imagine that if frustration were part of your emotional makeup, you would be at your wit's end, like some of us get sometimes here on the planet, because things are apparently going so slowly, and yet they are moving. They are moving forward. I know that.
They are moving much faster than anybody could have predicted.
Really?
Much faster than that.
You mean we're not at the bottom of the rank of success, which sometimes I have felt that we're just going really slowly, and yet I know this is huge. It's never happened in Earth's history, right?
Correct. And everybody who's incarnate on the planet today is in an extremely special place. So, given that, given that, please step up, help make this a wonderful world.
Okay. I know everybody who's here, other souls stepped aside so that the people here could be here at this time.
Tens of thousands stepped aside so that each one of you could be here to do this work.
Oh, that is really huge. Really huge. Okay. So, I know I personally have to stay out of judgment and just use discernment when I see someone with a beautiful opportunity in front of them and they turn their back on it and walk away. And I'm thinking, how does that serve? But it's not my problem. Is there any better way to handle that kind of situation than someone either close to you or you're in proximity to?
The best you can do in that circumstance is to bless them and do that.
Okay. Okay, that's doable. All right.
Good.
There's so much going on politically, economically, emotionally, spiritually, with the parking problems up above, with all the beings and spaceships who are here to help us. It's hard to know what to ask because there's so much. But I do have a few things. I see that news clip that Sweden has banned mandatory vaccination due to adverse reactions, which happens everywhere where there are vaccinations, and toxins in the vaccines. Can you address that?
Yes, this is a tool that has been used to decrease the population of the planet, and it has been used way more successfully than I like, than many of the beings in the universe like.
Yes, it's time for this all to be brought into a far better balance. Maybe 5% of vaccinations are actually needed, one vaccine at a time, and the rest of it, or none.
You have at your disposal tools that will make vaccination obsolete.
Oh, that's a great word, obsolete. Oh, I love that. Okay. And that's all part of some of the energy work, natural healing, people recognizing that their body is not something to be poked and pushed and drugged, that they need to take care of themselves better and use energy frequency of many kinds, many practitioners, to improve their health, yes?
Yes, those things. And there is a tool that is hardly ever used, but when it is, it's extremely potent, and that is your intent.
Oh, yes. Intent's the strongest thing there is.
Yes.
Absolutely. Stronger than anything. All the things that people do, like vision boards and I'm trying to think of the word that you repeat.
Mantras
or writing down positive statements, many other things like that are taught, which are valued to help people wake up and realize that there's maybe something more they could do for themselves. But intent, the biggest deal there is. Yeah.
Yes, it is. So use it, dear one. Use it.
Great. Okay. I saw a little video this afternoon about the U.S. allowing ISIS fighters to escape from Raqqa in Syria, which it wasn't clear to me. Raqqa, they were escaping from Raqqa, fleeing Raqqa to get into a different area of Syria, but the U.S. was allowing them to escape rather than take them into account for their deeds. Can you address this?
Not all in your military, dear one, are working for the light, shall we say.
Right. Yes. Okay. Yes, the military is a mixture, just like the FBI and the CIA and all the other agencies at this time.
Correct.
Okay. There are well-intentioned, good people who do their best, still left and haven't given up on the system. And there's others who have a different agenda.
And there are still others who are ready to transform the system and support them.
Oh, the really powerful ones with working within all these areas.
Yes.
Oh, and brave. Very courageous. Right. Very awesome.
And is he your leader?
Yes, he is. He is very brave. He doesn't get the full picture of everything, but he is learning, is he not?
He is learning, so I suggest that you support him.
Yes. I mean, what else are we going to do that's positive other than support him? Send emails, make suggestions, say what we want.
Yes,
but,
indeed.
Definitely. But absolutely not give up on him. If you don't like something he's doing in a specific area, call the White House, leave a message, call, write an email.
Email.
He's very accessible in the sense of being open to listening to what people say, is he not?
He is, and when many messages of the same tone come through, it gets his attention.
Okay. So that would deal with the Standing Rock, the water protectors, the fossil fuels. I hear that Elon Musk, head of Tesla car company and the other things they do, was very unhappy, at least in public, with Trump not going along with the Paris climate, saying the Paris agenda, which is just absolute garbage, it would be very destructive. So Elon Musk is missing the point there, is he not? Or need some education?
It's been sold a bill of goods.
Oh, so somebody around him or several who are planted to keep him from being as successful as he could be, because I think he's a good person and very, very interested in moving energy forward.
That is.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be using the Tesla material and trying to do his best to build a better mousetrap, so to speak.
Indeed, that is true. So, if you can, in any way, get him the information that he needs, please do so.
Oh, okay. So, if there's anybody listening to this call who has any kind of connection with a connection to him, or does he have a contact? I would imagine on the website, on the car website, there would be a contact where you could leave a little note.
Absolutely.
Okay, that one.
Yes. Let him know what he needs to do.
Okay. He needs to look at the real science behind the climate change thing and judge for himself instead of what someone has told him.
Bingo, as you say.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I am looking. Did our little cat, younger cat, come in?
Mm-hmm.
He did. I'm going to close the door. Oh, no, he's out again. Oh, he's right there. We have a very energetic young adult male who is awesome and fast. He
I have a lifetime on Venus, and he was my leopard, my protector. And but now he has this little cat body compared to the big leopard body he had. But they're almost the same shape.
That they are, and he is still your protector.
He's awesome. Okay, so we try to keep him safe and learn to be street smart. Okay, there's a digital currency, I guess, called Ethereum, that one person's opinion will be it will topple Bitcoin, which I've never been involved in or chosen to, but I know people have. And I'm certain that all of this is part of the financial changes. There's just so many different things people are trying, some with good intentions, some not, maybe, to change the financial global structure. Can you speak to this Ethereum?
It is another in the line of progress to no money needed. So it's another step in that direction.
Okay, well, that's very good, because that is where we are headed. Okay. Welcome, Brad.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So, who's coming through tonight?
My name is Jolan.
And what dimension or what sphere are you in?
I am from the Pleiades.
And are you in the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension? What dimension are you in?
I'm in the fifth.
Okay. So our planet has been bombarded with energies, which I don't think are bad energies. I think they're very uplifting energies. But before I ask the next question about the energies, is there truth in that?
Absolutely true. You are being prepared for the ascension of the planet and much of humanity.
And supposedly, we're about to get hit with this wondrous jumbo energy that uplifts our consciousness. So can you comment on that?
There is going to be much of that occurring, dear one, and yes, that is. This is another in that series.
Oh, okay. And about ascension.
The thing is,
yes, please continue.
The thing is that humanity is no longer going to be allowed to sleep.
Can you tell me more about that?
It's everybody is going to have to wake up. And they can choose to do it gently and soon, or more difficultly later.
Mm-hmm.
But they will wake up.
And I've heard that people that eat meat, they'll all of a sudden just want to be vegetarian because this new consciousness is sweeping the planet.
Well, I would put it differently than that, dear one.
Please do so. Say it differently.
Humanity is going to understand that they do not have to hurt any other being in order to have sustenance.
Yes, and that is completely the truth. That's what Yeshua ben Joseph is saying, that we will have such compassion for all living animals that we would never eat them. So is there truth in that?
Yes, there is.
And will that speed up the process of ascension to have and go into the fifth dimension? Will that speed up the process to have compassion for even for anything that has a brain, even a fish swimming in the river? Will so to have compassion for that fish swimming in the river, or not eating a bunny rabbit? Will that speed up the process of going into the fifth dimension?
That is part of that process. And I suggest that you don't limit it to beings that have a brain, because beings of all sorts, of every kind, have feelings.
Mm-hmm. But on the other, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to thank you, Brad. Do you have another question?
Well, yes, the ascension symbol of the figure eight symbol is the a black figure eight is the is a symbol for ascension, and so I've heard that. My put my feet on the ground, I'm grounded, and I can walk through a portal to the fifth dimension. Do you have any suggestions to speed that up so that can actually happen for me?
Dearman, I have a question. Why are you so interested in speeding everything up?
Well, maybe to not live in a world that where there's pain, suffering, and victimization, and the body gets sick, and there's pain and suffering, and maybe it would be nice to be in a higher dimension or a light body, a body that is light, that doesn't have all this pain and suffering.
Dear one, that is the place that you are going. I suggest that while you're still in the place that you are in, that you enjoy that for what it is.
Yes, I am trying to do that, yes, but okay. Okay, all right, so I guess I'm finished, but so I am evolving to the fifth dimension. Simple as that. That's where I'm going.
Wonderful, Brad. Thank you so much for calling
in. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Namaste.
We have the pleasure of being today. Our guest is Jolin from the Pleiades, and he is here to help humanity and the planet in the ascension process. Let me give you a phone number to call in, 888-627-6008, or 323-744-4831. That's the backup number. We also, I announced last week the special for the host, personal channelings for one person or two people, that the special lasts until tomorrow. So if you want something like that, are interested, it's for one person, a very special price, $92. For two people, $137 for an hour. You get a recording. A link is emailed to you. It's all private. You can ask anything. And the being that's most appropriate to help you at the time will come through for you. These are awesome, awesome, powerful sessions for you to use, help you change your life. So if you're interested, email me at myfoundation@fastmail.fm. That's myfoundation@fastmail.fm. Okay, let's keep going with Jolin. We're so happy that he is here. The representative who was just probably murdered Steve Scalise, who was in the process of exposing the pedophilia, along with many other people. But he had just made a video the end of May that speaks to cleaning up that swamp. Was he murdered?
Yes. The people involved are feeling the noose tighten, and they are trying to do everything they can to slow that process down.
Yes, I guess if they had a more human agenda, they would realize this is not going to work. But a lot of these are off-planet beings, are they not?
Dear one, if they had a more human agenda, the abuse that they're perpetuating wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They wouldn't be doing this stuff.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I understand that Kissinger tried to cash a significant size of 4.3 quad bond to get cash because the Nazis are running out, the dark side are running out of cash if it's not mostly gone. And it's my understanding from Ben Colbert that he was turned away, went away empty-handed. Is that true?
It is true. Their time is over. As much as they don't want to realize that, accept that, it is.
Yay! Yay. I wish them well, but I wish them well elsewhere. So that we can have the planet that we're supposed to have, which we will have, yes. Okay. What's happening in Qatar? Is the country being destroyed? Is it being protected? Is it being used? What's going on in the Middle East around Qatar right now?
This is an area that the Khazarians believe they can use to start World War III, which they see as their only way to regain control. That's what's happened.
Okay, so this is the area they picked that they feel that they have the best shot at doing that.
Correct.
And, of course, it's not going to work, right?
Of course not. That's not the plan.
No, it's not the plan. Right. So that's just unfortunate for them, but they've had their run, so to speak. Way
a few thousand years, I would say that's all right.
Okay. The judge, James Boasberg, I believe, who just made a decision that the North Dakota pipeline situation, that the environmental impact study was not done sufficiently, which is what all of us have been saying, and yet the pipeline has gone forward. I just sent out an email asking everyone to be aware that he may need protection. It's just been our light and love to him, yes?
Correct. You never know when you are going to get the opportunity to step up and do what is right for humanity and the planet.
Oh, so he took this opportunity to step up for his own personal rope, so to speak, and making a positive contribution. A judge doing the right thing. Okay. That is awesome. What can we do about waking up Trump to go get this whole thing shut down and support this judge? It's my understanding that there are people working on educating Trump about this. Like, he has such a full plate that there's just too many things pulling in different directions for any human to handle, pretty much. But can you address that?
You can educate your president about quartz crystals for power, and that will make all the difference. It's simply a matter of education.
Okay. That certainly is a different idea. I mean, I've known about boxes where you get the free energy that have been so well hidden, about wasteful energy and so forth, and yet the average person doesn't have access to this. I have not thought about crystal teaching. You would be open to that?
Yes, that would, in particular, to Tim, shall we say, we will get it.
Can you advise any specific ways to do this? Specific crystals or Eric, somebody who could give him a website to look at? That, because there are so many different kinds of crystals, and they all have their own unique value.
So, I'm talking about quartz crystals that have been shaped in specific facets, specific degrees. And there are scientists who know about this, who can educate them, if they would.
Okay. So you're saying quartz crystal specifically, shaped in a specific way. So the quartz crystal, as it comes out of the ground, is then worked with in some way. Shaped mechanically, all right. With facet, like you would facet a diamond? You're
yes,
talking about
like that? Yes, just like you would facet a diamond or a pendant.
Okay. The same type of facets or something appropriate to that crystal?
Something appropriate for the energy.
Okay. Do these have to be large in size? Or does the size matter?
They have to be at least the size of a human fist.
Yeah. Okay. Size of a human fist. Okay. I'm presuming there are several areas on the planet where these can be found or mined?
Absolutely. Yes, they are available.
All right. This is a beautiful new idea to me. I mean, I know about crystals, but then this connection, that's very powerful. Is there anything else you can add about that would be helpful for people to get in touch with Trump to enforce this idea?
This power source can be used in many, many, many places. It can be used for your automobile, your houses, your factories, many, many places.
So is this better than, potentially better as it gets into application, than either Keshi stuff or the things I've heard about, which is simply a box outside your house, about like an air conditioning unit that would supply out of the ether, air, whatever, all of the energy that you need and be able to feed the grid if you stayed attached. Are the crystals better than that?
Another possibility and somewhat easier to do.
Okay. Okay, that's awesome. All right. How about the Sintamani stone?
Do you see that if you provide an opportunity to get the power that you need cleanly, that everybody will choose that?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Of course. Nobody wants the fossil fuel thing that has any kind of a decent agenda for their life at all. It would only be controllers.
Or the lives of their children.
Yeah, the children. Nobody of any sense would choose things like dirty stuff and chemtrails and poisons and we get into medical drugs that don't serve. I mean, there's all kinds of things that if given a choice, no, they're not going to choose that stuff. They're going to choose the clean stuff, right?
Absolutely. So support that.
Okay. Okay, that is awesome. All right. So what's the role of the Tintamani stones, then, that are being used in Long Island and around the world? And we've been told that we should get some used to clear our water.
Each one of them has an angel attached to it. They open up a vortex wherever they're placed.
Okay, a vortex for positive energy?
Yes.
This would be positive, not a negative vortex. It would always be a positive vortex. Okay. Okay, I didn't know about the angel. That's exciting. All right. Are these Tintamani stones that have been placed on Long Island because it apparently is the last on Earth really bad stronghold? Are they making a difference?
They are indeed. I'm not supporting the light there or uncomfortable, shall we say?
Nice. Okay, Cindy, welcome. Are you there?
Thank you for being here for us. I have a huge quartz crystal that has recently, well, for a while, been in a box. Should I bring it out?
The intention being
that it wants to come out of the box. And
it does.
Out so it can, okay. What about my Herkimer? See, I have a problem. I have three lovely furry cats here, and I'd like to bring out all my other crystals, but then they would become toys for the cats. So that's why I haven't brought them out. Would it be, if I brought them out and stuck them in a drawer, would they be happy about that so the cats couldn't play with them?
If they're crystals that
Hello?
Don't dissolve water, I would put them in water so that the cats don't play with them.
Oh, okay. Well, they'll stick their paws in the water. Okay.
Yes?
What?
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said the cats would end up playing with them. That's what I was saying, in the water. They wouldn't care if they were in water or not. They'd play with them.
7 inches.
The young man. Okay.
7 inches deep, they would play with them?
Could you say that again, please?
If the water were deeper, like 7 inches or more.
Oh, they'd stick their paws in it, most likely. Or they'd knock the container over.
I invite you to try it, dear one.
Okay. The young man earlier, I'm assuming he's young compared to me, he was asking about people not eating any other living beings. So my question is, and this has been addressed before, but I do not remember the possible time frame. Do you know when the replicator boxes, computers, will be distributed to us so we can tell it what we want in food and it creates it?
Less than a handful of years, dear one.
Oh, that far away, huh? I was hoping it would be sooner. Okay. Okay, and then on Maui, by my understanding, there's a whole castle of reptilians living there, whether they're in under the earth or on the surface. When will they be leaving Maui?
That is an ongoing process at the moment.
So is it possible they'll be gone in less than 6 months?
You mean totally gone?
Yes.
You're looking next year.
This same time next year, the beginning of 2018.
September 13th, 2018.
Okay. Okay. So, on a personal side, I'm going to need some dental work done, and it's going to be a little spendy. Is the female dentist I'm considering down the road, is she the best one? She has this supposedly new technique of replacing the metal fillings with some other material. Is she the person that I should go to, or is there someone, let's say in Oregon, that would be better with better technology?
That field, like, is
that did not come through clear.
That field, like every field, is changing rapidly.
Okay.
If you're asking for ever, is she the best one? I'm going to have to say no. But will she serve for you very well? Yes.
Okay. Because my metal fillings are crumbling and falling out of my teeth. That's why I'm asking. So do you see that I'll be able to get this done by September of 2017?
We're shortly thereafter.
Okay. Mary, I didn't have time to come up with a lot of questions today, but wait till next week. I'll have a whole bunch. Hey, I've been working a lot. Yay.
That's good.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Most welcome, dear one.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay. I want to ask about Japan and the leadership of Japan. And there seems to be a good feeling that Japan will basically soon be liberated from the Khazarian strength and influence there, that there's active work to clear Japan. Is that true? Can you address that?
That is so. Your entire planet is being liberated from those who do not support the light.
Yes. But Japan has been one of the examples of real Khazarian presence, has it not, among some other, a few of them. It's a short list of countries.
It's a very short list at this point in time. Celebrate. Say hallelujah.
Yeah. Is North Korea on that list, too, for us to celebrate?
Yes.
Soon. It's in process. I know this all is a process. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Great. I remember hearing about a man named Valiant Thor, but I had forgotten it's been so many years, from Venus, who worked at the Pentagon for many years. And can you talk about that? And is he just one? He said there were seven at the time he was asked. There were 77 others from Venus working somewhere on the planet. Can you talk a bit about him?
This is a light worker.
Mm-hmm.
Came to help, did help a great deal. Yes?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And the others like him also, they have come and many have gone and new ones have come in. It's all from Venus, or I know there's many from other planets too, right?
Venus is only one of the
civilizations that is assisting mankind.
Yes. Okay. Now, there was a man named Phil Schneider who exposed the good work in the video that Val was doing, and apparently was taken out because of that. Again, just another cabal incident, so to speak.
Yes, that is true. They have not wanted this to happen and have done much to prevent it.
Oh, yes. There's a very long list of good people that have been harmed or taken out or whatever. But the whole story about Val is true.
Yes.
Yes. Good. I look forward to listening to the whole or watching the whole video. Okay. On a personal level, can you see us being able to move forward with our humanitarian plans in the very near future, which has been postponed over and over and over and over again? But are we really coming to a head this time?
Before the end of this month, there.
All right. Is that like, as it looks now, like 100%?
117.
Oh, I like 117. That's 9, which would be a completion of the old. Yes, okay. Good. Okay. And everything that we have planned, and I have, you know, papers, I have plans, I have stuff as well organized as I felt I could at the time. Do you see all of that moving forward?
Yes, you have your work cut out for you, and you will do it.
Okay. Okay, there's a specific property here that I had sent Rhonda, my friend Rhonda, to look at that has been for sale for some time, but the sign has been removed. To me, that means that it was taken off the market because it didn't sell. They're taking a break, and they're going to put it back unless they've changed their mind. Can you see if I'm correct in what I'm feeling, that it's still for sale, it's just not actively marketed?
Correct. They, as you might guess, became a little disenchanted with the lack of offers. So they took it off.
Yes. Well, I'm not sure there's been any serious offer in all the months it's been on that property's been on the market. Not one serious offer. Maybe a frivolous one, but not a serious one.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. That's good. So my feeling is correct. Okay. Can you tell us what's happening with Keshi and his work, his organization, any products that they have now? That are viable for home use. What's going on with Keshi?
He's soon going to come out with products that can be used in and for the home. And this will be another possibility for energy.
Okay. A couple of years ago, there was supposedly a home unit that was available for energy that looked like kind of a small standing fan unit that wasn't really a fan, but inside that would circulate air but provide energy. Did that not work? Was he prevented from marketing it by people who didn't have that agreement with his agenda? Did he improve on it? Or did it
He improved that product, and that will become available.
Okay. So we will be able to take advantage of that kind of stuff that he's coming out with soon.
Yes.
All right. Great. The Tesla roof tiles. The last time I looked at the website, there were 4 designs for the Tesla roof tiles that are all solar. And one of them I like particularly. Are these a viable thing to consider for buildings that we have?
Yes, indeed. There's no reason not to use them to get the energy.
Yes, they look like regular roof tiles. They're attractive, and it doesn't look like solar panels at all. And yet, it's the whole roof that's working solar, right?
Yes.
Okay. So how do those tiles collect the energy, and how does it get transmitted into the house?
Electrical wiring, dude.
Wiring. Yes. So every tile is connected with a wire, and the energy that...
Banks of tiles are connected together, and then the output of that is through a wire.
Okay. Which is run down into a collecting unit in the house or outside of it, just outside of the house?
Right? Yes.
Okay. And I presume they work?
They do work.
Okay. That's good. That's great. Okay. There's a new electric car coming out called the Lucid. Is that something worth considering?
I see you've been listening to the house.
Yes.
Yes, it is definitely worth considering that.
Okay. It is gorgeous to look at. I mean, the pictures are stunning. It's so pretty. Did they give up on the special door and go to regular doors for the U.S.?
You will have the option.
Oh, so you can order the car one way or the other. Okay. And
your planet is headed more possibilities, not U.S.
Oh, yes. Okay, good. And then those of us who get electric cars now, won't we be changing them in a year or two with a unit that goes completely free energy with no pollution or no need for electricity, external, whatever? Or
yes, that is where you're going. But do you want to walk until you get there?
No. No. Well, what about the millions and millions and millions of cars stashed in big lots all over the planet because the auto manufacturers have not stopped, even though the demand is way down? Are those cars that should be transformed into water cars or electric or something and put in, like, Africa or places where people don't have cars? I mean, they can't just sit there forever.
Nor does it make sense for them to. So, yes, they should be used. They should be employed.
Okay, well, rather than shipping them as they are, as gas engines, pretty much, they should be transported, retrofitted in some way to be a water car or an electric car or something?
Electric cars.
Okay. And particularly if there's free energy electric that they could be used in Africa, where hardly anybody compared to us has a car, and make it such an improvement in their lives, would it not?
Absolutely. So, yes.
Yes. Okay. We'll see what we can do about that. Okay. We so appreciate, John, you being here today and giving all your beautiful answers and advice. And do you have any last words for our listeners?
I want you to pay particular attention to this, please. The truth is, you can do it.
Okay. And that's for everybody to figure out for themselves, but to know that they can do it.
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you so very much. We're very grateful. We appreciate you. And thank you for indicating when my younger cat came in so I could go close the door so he can't get back out.
You are welcome.
Thank you so much.
I am upset.
You are definitely a service. That is awesome because I couldn't see him and you could. Namaste.